Hello, Audio Boom. Okay, sorry about that. I just wasn't sure if I was recording. Anyways, I am coming to you live, although I do realize that by the time you listen to this, it won't be live anymore. I'm coming to you live from Chris's kitchen. And tonight I'm cooking dinner. He's working right now, so I get to stay home and work from home, but I also get to cook dinner. So what we're having tonight is ranch chicken. Basically what this recipe calls for is four chicken breasts, but the way you have to do it, first you have to saute your onion in oil, but I'm going to use butter, and I'm melting my butter currently as we speak. And then once that the onions are sauteed, you add in the chicken, which has been cut up into cubes, and you brown the chicken with the onion for a little. Once that's done, I'm gonna add, the recipe calls for a cup of ranch and half a cup of water, but they say that at higher altitudes, which is Colorado, things dry out faster, so when you're cooking, you have to add more of the stuff that moistens your food. So I might add a cup and a half, or maybe even 2 cups of ranch, and a whole cup of water. And the same goes, obviously, for baking. When you're when you're baking at a higher altitude, they say that the ingredients that moisten your cake mix, which would be like the butter or the oil or the water, you have to increase those ingredients and you have to decrease the ones that dry it out. So, like for instance, you have to decrease your sugar or baking powder, baking soda, flour, things like that. And these are things that a lot of people don't take for, you know, they take for granted when they're cooking and they don't realize that this can happen, but yeah. My butter's almost done melting. And ironically, in the background, I have the TV going and I'm listening to some chef show. I'm not much of a chef person, per se. I just cook my own thing. And I did ask a lot of people on Twitter for suggestions, and I really appreciate that, guys. I think it was Marissa suggested Shake and Bake, which I have heard of, Shake and Bake, like you add in breadcrumbs and things like that, but she was telling me that they sell already Shake and Bake mixes at the store, which as an ILS instructor, that comes in really handy to share with my students. Because, you know, sometimes not all blind people are as adventurous and willing to do things from scratch, and that's understandable. Not everyone's going to do things the same way, and that's why I'm open to many ideas and simpler ideas of cooking. So, it looks like my butter is melted, and now I'm going to add the onion in here. And let that saute this. There we go. Nice. And sorry guys, I had told you guys that I was feeling better, and I am feeling a lot better. But it seems like my allergies might be kicking in. The last couple of days, my nose is a little stuffy, but I've apologize for that, guys. And, yeah, I'm just gonna let these saute a bit. Couple of minutes. Sauteing is about 3 minutes. Where do I have it? I have it at low heat. So, yeah. And on the side, we're going to be having baked potatoes because I sort of procrastinated and I sort of thought that Amazon worked the same way here that it does at home. And it doesn't quite do that here. Apparently Amazon, you know, at where I live, there's 5 distribution centers. So, I get things generally the day after I order them, and here it said that I'd be receiving my items until like Monday or Tuesday, even though I have the 2-day shipping. So I was like, no, that doesn't work with me. I wanted to order my Prime Pantry box, which, you can order groceries for and fill up a box. Sorry, guys, I'm kind of far from the phone. You can fill up a box, a pantry box of groceries for a fee of $5, and they'll send you groceries. So I wanted to order rice and things like that, and beans and things, but I procrastinated, and that's not going to work out. So, oh well. We're going to have to end up going to the grocery store to get it. So now that my stuff here is sauteed, we're going to add the chicken. There we go. It's already smelling good because of the onions. Wow. It's gonna be yummy. Very yummy. I am excited. I hope it comes out good. It will, it will. I have to cheer myself on. If nobody else does, I have to do it. So, all the chicken's in the pan. We're just gonna brown the chicken. Yep. Brown that baby. Just that some of them were like on top of each other and I'm like moving them around so that they're not. So anyways, guys, I'm gonna prepare the baked potatoes to put them in the oven, and I will get back to you guys in a bit. I am currently setting up the oven.